This is Greg.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Surveys. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Okay, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, or media organization, or work as a volunteer on a political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, so now, with which political party are you registered? Would that be Republican, Democrat, or Independent, or affiliated, or not registered in a party?
Republican.
Republican, okay. All right, so as you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections, so thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote on the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like a school board on Tuesday, August 20th. Would that be definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, or not even likely to vote, or not at all likely to vote?
No, I'm definitely going to vote.
Okay. All right. All right, so then, what is your main racial background? Would that be African-American or Black, Asian, Asian-American, White, Caucasian, or Hispanic?
Caucasian, white.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. So now, what is your age? Would that be 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or 66 to 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
All right. Thank you. All right. So now, generally speaking, how would you say things in your community are going right, in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
No, I think they're going in the right direction.
Right direction. All right, sir, and from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials, focus on most on, help you and your family? Would that be crime and public safety, housing and property insurance costs, abortion, illegal immigration, traffic and congestion, hurricane and flooding preparation, inflation and cost things like gas and groceries, overdevelopment, or K-12 education?
Well, right now, I think insurance.
Okay, how is property insurance cost? Okay, all right. All right, so then, you now will be giving a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person, okay? If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, just let me know. The first one will be Joe Biden. Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Would that be very unfavorable or just somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, Ron DeSantis.
I'm kind of neutral on him.
Would that be somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Well, somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. And yeah. Donald Trump?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Yeah, very.
Okay, very. All right, sir. Thank you. All right, sir. And the remainder of this survey is going to focus on issues, of education in your community. From the following list, which issues should your county school board focus most, to improve K-12 education? Would that be increasing school choice options, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, strengthening school safety and security measures, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, reducing class sizes, improving the academic rating of the schools, and increasing teachers' pay?
What was the second one you gave me?
Ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained.
That's it.
Okay. All right. All right, sir, and you will now be asked about some organizations and groups that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each, okay? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you just indicate that as well, okay? The first one would be Teachers Union. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. What about private schools?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Your county school board.
County.
Oh, would that be favorable or unfavorable?
Oh, favorable.
Very or just somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay, traditional public schools.
Favorable.
Very or just somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay, your local PTA or PTO?
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay.
Really.
All right. Okay, what about charter schools?
They're very unfavorable to me.
Very unfavorable? Okay. Moms for Liberty.
I really don't know enough about them to give an opinion.
Teachers in general.
I have a very favorable opinion of teachers.
Teachers, okay, sir. All right, sir, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the job that your county school board is doing? Would that be strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. All right, sir, and how would you rate the quality of the schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
There's excellent schools in the
state. Excellent. All right, sir, and which of the following best describes you, okay? Local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all. The other one says, although they are not, top of my concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
I'm not real interested in it. I don't know what category you put in. I mean, I haven't got children in school.
Be the first one or the second one? The first one says local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all, or, top of mind concerns, considering yourself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing your community.
Well, okay, I'll go with the second one there.
Okay.
Because I am interested, but.
All right, sir.
When you don't have kids,
All right, and which of the following comes closer to your opinion? We need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools. That's the first one. The second one says parents should have more educational options so their children can go to schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income.
That's the last one.
As you may know, the elections for school board are nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliation of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The first one says the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values. The second one says that political party affiliation with school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom and will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities. Which one you agree with most? First one or the second one?
Second one.
The second one. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, sir, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Many schools board meetings have become too heated, you know, and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them. Okay, the second one said, parents have the right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education.
The second one.
The second one. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now, now you'll be given a series of issues, positions that, you know, a candidate might hold. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate? Okay, if the election for a school board, if each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Okay, the first one says a candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida. Would that make you much more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for the candidate or support the candidate, or makes no difference to you?
Makes no difference.
Okay, a candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, much less likely, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay, a candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or no difference?
Less likely.
Somewhat less or much less?
Somewhat less.
Okay. What about a candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teachers' pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improves school security?
I support them.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
Repeat that again.
A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
No, I don't think they should do that.
Somewhat less likely to support that candidate, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay, what about a candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school hours?
Well, I don't think they should allow them in school.
So no, so be somewhat less or much less?
Much less.
Much less. Okay, a candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
That's a tough one.
Okay.
I'm kind of neutral on that.
Oh, maybe it will make no difference to you.
I got a different view.
Okay, well, would that be somewhat more likely or just somewhat less likely? That's
somewhat less likely.
Okay. All right, sir, what about a candidate who wants to increase transparency, you know, so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is doing, you know, what is being taught in the classroom?
I support that.
Much more or just somewhat?
Much more.
Okay, a candidate who wants our school to give back to the basics of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Man, I support that 100%.
Okay. All right, a candidate who wants, you know, who supports protecting girls' sports program by banning the participation of biological males who identify as females?
I support that.
Much more or just no way?
Much more.
Okay. A candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries?
I support that.
Okay. Much more likely or just some way?
Much more.
All right. All right, sir. I'm done with this, sir. Okay. I really appreciate your help and time. Only have a few more questions, demographic questions before we finish the classification. Just for classification purpose only, okay? How long have you lived in Florida? Would that be 5 years or less, between 6 and 10 years, between 11 and 20 years, or more than 20 years, or all your life?
All my life.
Okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, a conservative, or in your political beliefs?
I'm a moderate.
Moderate. Okay, thank you, sir. And what is the last grade or formal education you have completed?
Well, I have some college.
Like a trade school or college graduate with associate degree, like 2 years degree?
I've got associate's degree.
Associate's, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay, and do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under, you know, who currently attend school? Would that be yes, children or grandchildren in a traditional public school, yes, children or grandchildren in a public charter school or magnet school, yes, children or grandchildren in a private religious or parochial school, or no? Mm-hmm. But children or grandchildren are homeschooled or do not have any children or grandchildren in school?
I don't have any in school.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. All right, sir. And generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in the household check your mailbox? Would that be every day? Not every day, but multiple times per week? About once a week or not frequently, a few times a month or longer?
Every day,
okay. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation, okay? You have a great day, sir. Appreciate your help.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.